Well, Paul, you must be proud of the players after that.
I am. Listen, I've been involved in many dressing rooms with huge players, huge clubs, with a lot of success. And there's times when I've come away really proud of what we've achieved as a footballer. And the night Matt goes up there, every bit as proud of them as what I was at Anfield, because we went toe-to-toe with one of the best teams I've seen in a long time. The quickness, how quick they are, and the speed of their play when they're on the counter, it's devastating. But the width of their post just kept us out at one time. It may have given us something to hang on to, but you're talking about a team with a spirit and an enthusiasm for the game. And the atmosphere in here was unbelievable.
Had George Savile's shot gone in and not hit the post, things might have been different. I suppose it's the $64,000 question, isn't it?
It may not have been different, but what they would have done is they've given us something to hang on to. But they might have upped the ante and might have come at you stronger. But I wish Chelsea good luck in the next round. You look at them, you think, yeah, there's going to be some team to stop them.
And you'll need that togetherness that was showed on and off the field for the remainder of the season now, won't you?
So I've always been here. I've never once no felt it. This is a credible place. What an atmosphere here when you get this like this. As I said before, the great thing is I met the new owner, or one of the new owners today for the first time. And I'm pretty sure they'll be the proudest entity of their club, and quite rightly so.
Paul, did you think you should have had a penalty in the first half when Wyman was brought down?
I'd have to see it again. I'd have to see it. So I need to have a look.
In terms of the way that the game ended, I mean, not many teams go off to a rousing reception when Chelsea have just scored a goal.
No, I think it just shows you the appreciation of the crowd and what we've done. I mean, the gulf between the two clubs and financial realms is incredible. But they're a really great side. Really great side. You're talking world class. As I said before, you can see class players, and I've been fortunate enough to play with world-class players and play against them. And Chelsea have certainly got ones in their team.
Paul, a lot of people have said this season that perhaps the magic of the FA Cup has kind of dwindled a little bit. I imagine you'd say the complete opposite after a game like that.
Well, the games I've been involved in with Wolves in the FA Cup, it's been full stadia and we've done fantastically well. If you're going to get the FA Cup, make sure you get against a team like that or play like that, because it was a fantastic occasion for us, fantastic for the players, the young players, and I'm really proud of the team. We couldn't give any more.
I guess the task now that you've got to set upon them is to transfer that into the league form.
That's it, and no, as I said before, we get criticised on Tuesday night, and quite rightly so, because that's nowhere this club should be, and that should be. But if we keep playing like that, we're certainly on the right road. If we keep playing like that, we need a little bit of help, maybe in the summertime, but regarding a group and supporters, then we'll not be far off.
Finally, you've kind of talked a little bit about Chelsea, but you'll have analysed them loads in the build-up to this game and seen them firsthand. Do you think they are Premier League champions-elect?
Yeah, I still think there's a bit of work to do. We City and that, breathing down their neck, but I think their manager's relentless. I think it showed with the team he picked, but it's going to take one hell of a team to stop them, and they've got so many guys to probably take them back as well, but my God, they've got an incredible squad.